From Mouthful Media.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
So, there's a new thing that millennials are doing. They are ranking in order the chips in the Frito-Lay variety pack online. Yeah, we started a video. It's on Twitter. It's like, which are your favorites?
Okay.
So, Chris Evans, who plays Captain America in the Avengers series and Captain America in the Captain America movies, has also chimed in because he says you're doing it all wrong. Here are Chris Evans' favorites from least to best in the Frito-Lay variety pack. Number 6, Original Lay's at the bottom of the pack.
Okay.
Number 5, Barbecue Lay's. Number 4, Fritos. Number 3, Nacho Cheese Doritos. Number 2, Cheetos. And number 1, Cool Ranch Doritos. Do you agree with that?
No.
Which would you have at number 1?
Probably Cheetos.
And would Original Lay's be at the end, or would there be something else?
For barbecued Lay's,
yeah.
Once I have one, I want more, but I never want to. That's not my go-to.
No. I like Lay's. I do like Lay's.
Maybe I'm
a little too vanilla.
I sour cream and onion Lay's.
But those aren't in the variety pack.
I know.
You got the two Doritos, the Cheetos, the Fritos. Cheetos would be my number one.
Yes.
Yeah, Cheetos always. Always.
And
always
nacho Cheetos. Cheese would probably be number two. And then
you know what? And I used to love those when they first came out, but I ate so many of them.
especially when
I had been imbibing with a little too much liquor, and I honestly cannot eat those because they've come up quite a bit in my life. All right, Frito-Lay. All right, it's time for the news. What's going on?
All right, J-Rod.
Again?
Just got engaged.
Yeah.
They're already dealing with their very first scandal.
Already?
Of their engagement.
Already?
Yes.
What do you know?
Well, although there's a 99.9% chance there's absolutely nothing to it, or, I don't know, maybe there's a 75% chance. I don't know. It comes from Jose Canseco.
Oh, consider the source.
Former baseball player.
Cheater. baseball player. Yeah. Sorry.
He claims that Alex is cheating on J-Lo with Jose's ex-wife, Jessica.
Oh, come on. How is that even possible? And which wife is this? Because Canseco's had a few.
He has had a few.
And he's obviously got a few ex-wives, okay?
So he tweeted, quote,
"Watching
World of Dance, watching J-Lo text Alex Rodriguez.
Mm-hmm.
Little does she know that he is cheating on her with my ex-wife, Jessica."
God.
According to Jose, he was there a few months back with her.
With his ex-wife, I guess.
When Alex called her on the phone.
The plot thickens.
According to his tweet, Jose has challenged A-Rod to a boxing match. So
we're going to solve this, damn it. We're going to go to fisticuffs, by golly. We'll solve this with pugilism. That's what we're going to do. Really, Jose? Uh-huh. Come on, man.
Well, that's a bit more controlled than just absolute street fighting. Peace.
Well, maybe they could get in one of the ultimate fighting rings and,
Why do people do that? Why do people do ultimate?
Know.
Why?
I don't get it either.
Why do people get off on getting beat the crap out of them?
I know, right? It's not going to end well for these guys. You know that.
No.
Getting beat in the head like that.
I know.
I mean, most pugilists have problems.
Yes.
I mean,
yeah.
But just take it to the next level. Bare-fisted, no boxing gloves, beating the crap out of each other in the face. It's like, it's almost like hockey.
Gwyneth Paltrow is not quitting acting.
Oh, okay.
She's not.
I don't think anybody
cares.
I don't think anybody cares, but when was the last thing she acted in? I think she was on SNL Saturday night.
An Avengers thing.
Okay, all right. So,
Iron Man.
She was in Avengers, Infinity War.
She's Iron Man's
for
woman.
Like 2 seconds.
Well, Goop discussed the future of her film career on the Today Show Monday.
Oh.
Ahead of the Goop Summit in New York.
What? There's a Goop Summit?
Well, because she's
doing her... Who goes to a Goop Summit? Oh, my God.
She said that she's never said that she's quitting acting. What she says is, Goop is my full-time passion.
Well, I
and
get
being
that.
The founder and CEO of Goop is what I do all day, every day.
Spoiler alert. I think now she and Tony Stark, her character in Iron Man, I think they're married now.
I think so.
Pepper Potts, yeah. And I think they're married. She had a cameo in Avengers Infinity War. Avengers Endgame is coming up. But Tony Stark, spoiler alert, is not on Earth right now. So I don't know. He's out on his day job fighting crime. And I think his suit's a mess. I don't think he can get back. Hmm. Oh, this is a good year for movies. Star Wars Episode 9 comes out in December. Goodness. The Galaxy's Edge opens at Disneyland in May. I'm giddy as a schoolgirl about all of the fangirl stuff that I can do this year. I'm pretty darned excited. So, but going to the Goop Summit in New York City is not on my list.
But you'd go if you got an invitation from Goop.
I'd have dinner with her, sure. You hear that, Gwyneth? We could have dinner.
Well,
we could discuss things. I could tell you how to make money with this Goop thing.
I don't think she needs your help. Because what blows my mind.
Oh, what's that?
Goop is a $250 million business.
Ah, chump change. Chump change. Holy mackerel.
Yeah, she launched it in 2008.
Okay, all right. So people actually follow this crap.
Don't.
People actually buy crap from her. Okay.
I guess.
I don't get it.
I don't either.
I don't get it.
It ain't for the every woman, that's for sure.
No, not
in the least. I can't afford her crap. Not that I want to. She said acting is not completely out of the picture, and she said that I think I'm just not focused on full-time acting right now.
You see, and I think that's just a way of saying, you know what, no one's calling. I mean, no one is calling. They really aren't. You know who else isn't getting calls? Halle Berry.
Well, true.
You know?
Else happened today?
Oh, today? What else happened today?
I sent you the story, actually.
Oh, yeah. We should have talked about that. Yeah, apparently a couple of actresses and CEOs have been arrested for scamming college applications for their kids. And among that, one actress, Lori Loughlin from Full House and Fuller House, she and her husband bribed USC to get their daughters in. Yeah, this is going to unfold. We don't have any more information.
There is plenty of people in the food chain.
There are plenty of
lots
people in the food
and
chain.
Lots. There's coaches. There's people.
And
there's school people.
The school people, and then the people who are rich that are bribing people to get their kids into to great schools. You know
there's going to be a long
y'all
list.
Better lawyer up.
That's right. This is going to be nasty.
We will follow that for you, and we'll keep you posted because we don't care. All right, that's it for today. Back with you again tomorrow, and
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.